This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States military has confirmed that it carried out another airstrike against al-Shabaab militants. It was the third airstrike in less than 2 weeks. Sunday's strike was in support of Somali government forces. The Somali government earlier reported the strike was in an area where federal and U.S.-trained forces were fighting the militants. There was no word on whether militants were injured or killed. Both the U.S. and Somali government said there were no civilian casualties. Al-Shabaab, however, said in a statement published online that government forces supported by the United States did not succeed in Sunday's fighting. Previous airstrikes took place July 20th and 23rd in the same vicinity. These are the first airstrikes against al-Shabaab in Somalia since U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January. The United States and Britain on Sunday blamed Iran for a drone attack last week on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman that killed two people. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Sunday, "We are confident that Iran conducted this attack." The top U.S. diplomat said there was no justification for the attack on the Mercer Street oil tanker in the North Arabian Sea. Blinken said the attack threatens freedom of navigation through this crucial waterway, international shipping and commerce, and the lives of those on the vessels involved. He said the U.S. is consulting with allies and governments in the Middle East, in his words, on an appropriate response, which will be forthcoming. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said, "We believe this attack was deliberate, targeted, and a clear violation of international law by Iran. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack." You're listening to VOA News.